Parados.
Now the long blade of the sun, lying level east to west, touches with glory Thebes of the Seven Gates. Open, unlidded eye of golden day.
O marching light across the eddy and rush of Dirce's stream, striking the white shields of the enemy, thrown headlong backward from the blaze of morning.
Polynices, their commander, roused them with windy phrases. He, the wild eagle, screaming insults above our land. His wings, their shields of snow, his crest, their marshaled helms.
Against our seven gates in a yawning ring, the famished spears came onward in the night.
But before his jaws were sated with our blood, or pine fire took the garland of our towers, he was thrown back.
And as he turned, great Thebes,
no tender victim for his noisy power,
rose like a dragon behind him, shouting war.
For God hates utterly the bray of bragging tongues. And when he beheld their smiling, their swagger of golden helms, the frown of his thunder blasted their first man from our walls.
We heard his shout of triumph high in the air turn to a scream.
Far out in a flaming arc he fell with his windy torch, and the earth struck him.
And others, storming in fury no less than his, found shock of death in the dusty joy of battle.
Seven captains at seven gates yielded their clanging arms to the god that bends the battle line and breaks it. These two only, brothers in blood, face to face in matchless rage, mirroring each the other's death, clashed in long combat.
But now, in the beautiful morning of victory, let Thebes of the many chariots sing for joy.
With hearts for dancing, we'll take leave of war.
Our temples shall be sweet with hymns of praise, and the long night shall echo with our chorus.